Well, okay. I should have warned you that I needed a couple of weeks off. Mea culpa. Maybe I should have hanged a gone fishing sign on the front door, or one of those back at six notices, the ones with the adjustable clock arms, that might have been all right. But really, I didn't mean to make you feel abandoned. And I didn't realize I'd attracted quite so many junkies for short fiction. Which is good, but which leaves me thinking that perhaps a rehab podcast project might be a good thing to start thinking about. But let me make it up to you. Here's a new one. It's the funniest, most absurdiest thing I've found in a very long time, and I can just about assure you that you haven't heard of it, and I don't say that from a place of elitism. Maybe I do. Here you go. Good evening. It's Wednesday, the 8th of November 2006, and it's Miette's Bedtime Story Podcast. My Bludgeon and the Bobbed White by Karl Krampf. In my songs, I tell so many things, like bitterness, sex, flagellations, love, bloatings, starvation, and disease. Lynchings and mob scenes, too, are never far from my grasp. Once I told of a cricket, but that was a long time ago. I also told of the bobbed white and the bludgeon. But it hurts. I am a songwriter. Nothing distracts me from this. I know it. In the morning, after bacon, Hershey bars, Danish, and maybe coffee, it's there. My pen. The yellowed or off-white lined music paper. The piano in my apartment. The crinkled sheets with evidence of last night's work. My study, especially the throw rug, in casual disarray on the floor. Marge likes my work, too. I also told in one of my past songs about the bobbed white and the bludgeon, which hurts. Greta, too, once egged me on, in the middle of a song. Half a page filled. Ink almost not dry. Where I left off. The ink drips, trailing down the page, like the tracings of the bobbed white's feet prints in the snow, and the hurting bludgeon. Women are not the least of my inspirations. The poet's hunger. Also known to this writer of songs. Neil just lollied around all day. Not one mention of his opinion of my work. Not once did he venture, written any songs lately? Of course, I didn't ask him either. But he was in my apartment. I told him, your songs are all right, but merely a logical extension of Buddy Holly. Sentimental bird wash. Neil asked me if I had seen Marge lately. I said, no, Greta. He reminded me of the bludgeon. It hurts. Neil with his unsubtlety. White briefs left on my throw rug in the study. Casually messed up. Not straightened out. Neil of the acrid mouthings and shoddy arrangements. After all, he claims to be a songwriter too. But not like me. He couldn't be. Marge told me that. She said, have you seen Greta lately? I said, no, Neil. She said, oh, hollowly. So that's who left the rug of your study in casual disarray. Christ, he has an acrid mouth. I thought of my bludgeon in terms of its hurting. Marge said, your study is too small. I love you. You know that. But it's Christ-awful small. Thanks for letting me use your apartment while you were away, but Neil has no grace, no subtlety. Your throw rug in the study will have to go. Greta understood me more. She said, You shouldn't see Neil so often, but I understand you. Hasn't Neil ever heard of coloured underwear, always bobbed white? I wish we'd see more of Marge these days, you and I. She mentioned the unswerving capacity of my bludgeon to hurt, even annoy. Greta, Marge, I, and Neil strolled down the street. I said, Neil, you never mention my songwriting any more, my work, even though I'm always eager to criticize yours. Damn it, stop writing like Buddy. You know the hollow influence, it'll put a crick in your style. You're not even writing songs so well lately, grow up. Neil said, Christ, I can't wait for the next Woody Allen story in the Neue Yonkers. Even though he's a stand-up comedian, no pun intended, I respect that fella, it sort of gives even me hope. But really, that silk bandage, Christ awful facade. We all wondered when I would next mention my bludgeon. I didn't have to. We all, I, Greta, Neil, Marge, saw it expanding above 42nd Street, symbolically, of course. Street of Dreams and Earthy Kit. Why don't we have coffee, Greta said, just like the stains on your throw rug in your study, winked Marge as she poked my ribcage. I was always left out. Precisely like those stains, laughed Neil. I gulped and hurting thought of my bludgeon. That throw rug's better than that board floor any day, interrupted Greta. But now I need my tea. It's late. Written any songs? Lately, exclaimed Neil. If you're talking to me, why don't you face and direct your intention at me? I scoffed. I sure have. Now that you mention it. I sure have. Long oration, re my songs. Oh, the piscatorial splendour, the stars, sun shining, and the fishes, pieces of Pisces, and no hooks available, no poles. No lines either. Then Greta severed Neil, all in the ark, and Noah's place to go butchering Moses, noses. My capacity for biblical illusions is boundless. Give me my cane. Where would you prefer the lake split? My stuff of life miracle. Stick is your capacity for new trickery limitless. Songwriter indeed, Neil. This is pure poetry, a novel even. Then Greta severed Neil in the arm mortally. Marge truncated Greta. Neil bit off Marge's head. Neil's mortal severing took effect. And left me standing there, hurting, without the opportunity to use my bludgeon. Sobbing, my life's work. Coda, some say a bobbed white's a bird, but to me, it's just a colour.